Chapter 10, The Secret to Life. Neil Donald Walsh, author and spiritual messenger.
There is no blackboard in the sky on which God has written your purpose, your mission in life. There's no blackboard in the sky that says Neil Donald Walsh, a handsome guy who lived in the first part of the 21st century, who, colon, then there's a blank, and all I have to do to really understand what I'm doing here, why I'm here, is to find that blackboard and find out what God really has in mind for me. But the blackboard doesn't exist. So your purpose is what you say it is. Your mission is the mission you give yourself. Your life will be what you create it as, and no one will stand in judgment of it now or ever.
You get to fill the blackboard of your life with whatever you want. If you have filled it in with baggage from the past, wipe it clean. Erase everything from the past that does not serve you, and be grateful it brought you to this place now and to a new beginning. You have a clean slate and you can start over right here, right now. Find your joy and live it.
Jack Canfield.
It took a lot of years for me to get this because I grew up very much with this idea that there was something I was supposed to do. And if I wasn't doing it, I was like, God wouldn't be happy with me. You know, when I really got that my primary aim was to feel and experience joy, then I began to do only those things which brought me joy. We have a saying, you know, if it ain't fun, don't do it.
Neil Donald Walsh.
Joy, love, freedom, happiness, laughter. That's what it is. And if you just experience joy sitting there and meditating for an hour, by golly, do that. If you experience joy eating a salami sandwich, then do that.
Jack Canfield.
When I pet my cat, I'm in a state of joy. When I walk in nature, I'm in a state of joy. So I want to constantly put myself in that state. And when I do that, then all I have to do is have the intention of what I want, and what I want manifest.
Do the things that you love and that bring you joy. If you don't know what brings you joy, ask the question, what is my joy? And as you find it and commit yourself to it, to joy, the law of attraction will pour an avalanche of joyful things, people, circumstances, events and opportunities into your life, all because you are radiating joy.
Dr. John Hagelin.
So inner happiness actually is the fuel of success.
Be happy now. Feel good now. That's the only thing you have to do. If that's the only thing you get from listening to these words, then you have received the greatest part of the sacred.
Dr. John Gray.
Anything that makes you feel good is always going to be drawing in more.
The knowledge of the sacred is being given to you, and what you do with it is entirely in your hands. Whatever you choose for you is right. Whether you choose to use it or whether you choose not to use it, you get to choose. The freedom of choice is yours.
Follow your bliss, and the universe will open doors for you where there were only walls. Joseph Campbell.
Lisa Nichols.
When you follow your bliss, you live in a constant space of joy. When you open yourself up to feel the abundance of the universe, you're excited to share your life with those you love. And your excitement, your passion, your bliss, it becomes contagious.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
And that's what I'm doing almost all the time, is I'm following my excitement, I'm following my passion, I'm following my enthusiasm, and I'm doing it throughout Joe's day.
Bob Proctor.
Enjoy life with us. Because life is phenomenal. It's a magnificent trip.
Marie Diamond.
You will live in a different reality, a different life, and people will look at you and say, what do you do different than me? Well, the only thing that is different is that you work with a secret.
Morris Goodman.
And then you can do and have and be things that people won't say that's impossible for you to do and have and be.
Dr. Fred Allen Wolf.
We're really now moving into a new era. It's the era where the last frontier is not space, as Star Trek would say, but it's going to be mind.
Dr. John Hagelin.
I see a future of unbounded potential, unbounded possibilities. Remember, we're using at most 5% of the potential of the human mind. 100% human potential is the result of proper education. So imagine a world where people were using their full mental and emotional potential. We could go anywhere. We could do anything, achieve anything.
This time on our glorious planet is the most exciting time in history. We are going to see and experience the impossible becoming possible in every field of human endeavor and on every subject. As we let go of all thoughts of limitation and know that we are unlimited, we will experience the limitless magnificence of humankind, expressed through sport, health, art, technology, science, and every single field of creation.